Keeping the World at Your Door by L.V. Paul Chatterjee. A lot has changed in the world today. The ideas of travel, shopping, visiting friends and family, and even going out to school and work have all been disrupted. Time is spent inside, away from crowds, away from the activities, and away from the efforts at work. In many cases, there is no work. Not because of your efforts or skills, but because the work is no longer there. And the ability to keep the work and the need for it are the same as in the past, but is beyond your control. So in this changing time, we're directed to pull back, to withdraw from engagement, to minimize contact with others. This is not one you can intellectually negotiate with. It's the collective direction of the society, the rules of the government, instituted to provide order with containment. But most importantly, it's a direction and guideline presented by a non-living catalyst, a germ, a virus, or an object that's introducing this behavior change. You can't reason with it. It's not something that you could present your knowledge and cognitive thought for to work something out. These catalytic changes are not new to the world, and they will not become obsolete. They're pervasive across time, history, currently, and in the future. They manifest as illness, natural disaster, accidents, conflict, and societal unrest. The commonality for them is they trigger tipping points of fear, which overcome the complacency and passivity to just go along. So now there's awareness. Awareness of what? Is it what the many think? Is it awareness of the fact that change is going on? While individuals may participate in this change and choose side, it's not the individual that enacts the change. On the larger scale, it's the collective energy of the participants, their passion and conviction, with most of all, their decisions en masse to overcome fear and drive the change while introducing the fear of change to the other side. For the majority of people, we stay inside, observe the rules, and discuss. We are not the active players outside in the spotlight. However, we still participate. Our energy and consciousness picks sides and joins the action. For many, this keeps the fear and consequence at arm's length. This is valid for many people for survival. So how do you do that? Just like a living organism, all the individual pieces, the cells and their functions, with their specialization, is what brings the organism to life. It's the same way with change. All the individuals that make up the movement are needed to focus and be there for a single collective purpose. This focus requires two things: a strong internal definition of what your individual world is and what your skills and strengths are, and being able to focus and address what the outside societal world needs and the changes that are taking place. This focus has to include how the change will benefit you and how you will support it with the energy that has an acceptable consequence or impact on the energy and direction of your internal world. In this arrangement, your internal world is protected. It's inside. It's inside your house. It's inside your life. Keeping on track and not being depleted of energy by the outside world. The world is also moving forward with its changes, but this is driven by a collected energy pool, not a single individual's. They may be the catalyst, but they aren't the main fuel tank for the change engine. Keeping your individual world safe inside works because you can open the door and donate extra energy, extra skills, and extra time to these societal world events, and then close the door so it doesn't take more than you can afford to give. Remember, when events and ideas reach out for support and participation, you greet them on your individual world's porch, always keeping them outside in their space, and then closing the door to make sure your individual world stays safe. So keep the world at your door. It now becomes a controllable border, and you are the controller of that door between worlds, your safety and the change outside.